at the 2019 Cornerstone Creating League's annual meeting and expo here in Austin, Texas. And I'm here with Karen Hart from Cornerstone as well. How are you, Karen?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Good. Thank you for inviting me over.
You're welcome. And you have that lovely Texas accent.
I do have that southern drawl.
It is. It's very pleasant. Love it.
Born and raised.
How are you? Okay. Really cool. Yeah. All right. I used to live in Fort Worth for a little while.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But that's another show.
We can talk about that somewhere else.
How is the conference going for you this year?
I think it's gone fabulous.
Yeah?
We've had positive feedback from our members this year. We tried a lot of new features and tried to mix things up, and it's just been exciting, and our members seem to be thrilled. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
Heard a lot of good feedback.
Yeah,
for sure. Any highlights stand out for you?
I think our bylaws were passed. That is important to us and our members.
A little bit.
Just some of the new education and our expo hall and some of the exhibitors and things that's going on. Mm-hmm. So it's just all going very well.
Very good. Very good. Now, you just told me you've been with the league for 40 years, or coming up on in June, it'll be 40 years.
Yes, sir, 40
Congratulations
years.
On that.
Thank you very much. It's been a privilege and an honor to serve credit unions, truly. And I look at my career and I think, how did 40 years pass? But I really enjoy what I do. I love my job, and I love credit unions.
Okay.
And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. So,
wonderful.
So I'm absolutely blessed to get up and go to work every day.
What changes? I mean, I'm sure you. What a obvious question this is. What changes have you seen in the last 40 years?
Oh,
my gosh.
My goodness.
It's gone from dial up to mobile bill pay.
Right. As a matter of fact, when I came to work here, I was 17 years old. We did not have computers. I was a check typist, and I used to type checks on a typewriter. It didn't even have the number one on it. I had to use an L. We had payment systems cards were the outstanding, were the true punch cards. And so there's been many, many changes in our organization as well in credit unions. When I came to work here in 1979, we had like 1,200 employees. And maybe 2,000 or 3,000 credit unions back then.
Yeah.
And so it's been a big change.
It has a little bit, and it's not stopping either. The change is happening.
No, I don't believe it's going to.
Yeah, faster than ever for sure. And speaking of jobs, you are EVP, CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and Chief Administrative Officer.
That's
is that correct?
That's correct.
How do you sleep?
Well, I do. I do wake up and answer emails in the middle of the night. I was in the accounting most of my career, and when I became the CFO, I just love what I do. And the administrative role is really, our CEO, Caroline Willard, is out with the credit unions, and so you need that person that's running the ship, as I call it.
Yep.
So those are a lot of my functions and the finance side, and I'm involved in the credit union development educator and Children's Miracle Network, so I just love all of those things.
Goodness.
So, yeah.
What's your favorite part of the job?
Oh, wow.
If there is one.
I love it when I can give back and when I can serve others. That really is my passion and how what we do as credit unions. And even in my job, even though it's more internal, it takes all of us to make a service organization good. So I love serving people.
Indeed.
It's good for me.
And speaking of serving, the league serves the credit unions in Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma.
That's right.
So what's the best thing about that position or that task?
When we all came together in 2013, when we consolidated, we don't call it a merger, we call it a consolidation.
Yeah.
And I believe it is another example of people coming together to help each other, right? And so each of the states have their own unique information and things that they've helped each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so together, I think we have made a bigger, better, stronger league.
Oh, I agree.
Many. Right, instead of just segmented groups.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody brought to the table and made us better.
Power of collaboration.
Yes, absolutely.
One other question, though. Being a former Texan here, how do those Texans and how the Oklahoma folks, how do they get along? Because that Red River Classic sometimes brings out the competitive spirit between the two states.
We try not to talk about college football in board meetings especially, but it's been a great experience just to watch them merge together.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly, in the end of the day, we're credit union people.
Yep, that's what counts.
And you tend to forget what your address is and what county your credit union's in. Mm-hmm. And you get in a room and you start talking about what we can do to serve each other. And you really just forget all of those things.
Yeah, I'm just messing with you.
But don't talk about football.
I will not talk about the Texas OU weekend. Yeah. Not at all.
Nope.
No way. Anything else, Karen, to add to wrap up here? I mean, I, again, appreciate the years of service that you have given the industry. And it's, I'm sure Caroline is just tickled to death to have you.
We're tickled to have her.
Yeah,
right?
She's a pretty phenomenal human being for sure.
She's doing a great job. We're thrilled to have her, and we're moving forward, and it's a great deal.
Indeed. All right. Great message to end on, Karen.
Right. Thank you
so much.
I appreciate you.
You did it.